The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. The Red Wings 3 and the Sharks 2 in overtime. Time now for our instant replay to tell you exactly how this game happened. In the first period, the teams traded 12 shots apiece, and both Ville Husso for Detroit and James Reimer for San Jose were playing a very solid contest. With the score 0-0, Erik Karlsson had an opportunity to score, and it looked like it was going to be a chance for EK65 to put his hands in the air. Hertl wins the faceoff in the Red Wings zone. Karlsson backs up, shoots, score! That went off the crossbar. I thought it crossed the line. They're saying no, it did not. Oh boy, that was awfully close. Erik Karlsson and I thought that the puck had gone in. What a difference that would have made if that puck had gone in.
Yeah,
now that
shot.
We think about it.
Sorry to interrupt, Dan. Yeah, that was a heck of a shot from EK65. I thought it hit the middle bar, but as you can hear that replay, yeah, you could tell it hit goalpost up top and went straight down and doesn't cross that goal line as you referenced on the call. Beautiful call, Dan.
Adam Ernie would get the first goal for Detroit at 2:17 to put the Red Wings in front 1-0. Marking into the Sharks zone against Čičak, who stays with him. Larkin winds it around from the left corner all the way back to the right point. Return near side for Larkin. He turns, throws to the net, tip, score! That's Adam Ernie in front of the net. He's a big man, gets his stick down, and that shot comes in from Larkin. And it will be tipped by Ernie for the first goal of the game at 2 minutes and 17 seconds of the second period. Red Wings 1, Sharks nothing. Goal number 6 on the season for Adam Ernie, assisted by Dylan Larkin, who was all over the ice tonight, and Filip Hronek, who seems to play his best brand of hockey against the men in teal. So the Sharks were down 1-0, and they had to fight their way back, and fight their way they did with Timo Meier wrapping it around. 12:16 left, second period. Rasmussen, little hit on Meknes. Meknes shoots one into the Red Wings zone. On the left wing sideboards, Hertl stops it. He's got time. He whips it across the ice. There's Karlsson shooting it in front, and Meier tipped it off the side of the net. Wrap around by Meier. Score! Timo Meier gets his own rebound and wraps it around as the first opportunity hit the side of the net. It came back to Timo. He came around the goal, and Timo Meier wraps it in to tie the game 1-1. Goal number 28 on the season for Timo Meier, as Erik Karlsson, his first of two assists on the night, got one along with Tomas Hertl, and the score was all even 1-1. Detroit would take a 2-1 lead when Michael Rasmussen picked up his 8th of the season at 16:29 of the second, assisted by Jordan Osterley on a weird play that came off the boards when Nick Čičak behind the net was trying to wind it around and get it out. Unfortunately, it took a Detroit bounce as Osterley pinched in, and Rasmussen had plenty of time to make the move, and he slipped it underneath the arm of Reimer to get the Red Wings on top by the score of 2-1. But then, with time winding down in the second period, it looked as if the Sharks were going to get the hockey gods to give them a break as the puck was in the air for Logan Couture, but the Sharks' captain came through. Karlsson, nice move on Sundqvist, now drops it back to the high slot. Asimov tees up, shoots one, blocked by the stick of Seider. Now we're down to 20 seconds left. The pass across on the left side. Meknes throws to the slot, save made, rebound. Barabanov, the shot, it didn't go in. It was stopped by Husso's left leg. Barabanov digs it free. Meknes, Karlsson, shot, blocked. Karlsson again, shot, blocked again. Batted at toward the net, blocked, score! Logan Couture batted one out of the air, down low, and got it through, and the Sharks tie it up 2-2. With 6 seconds left in the second period. Official time of that 19:53, Logan Couture's 17th from Erik Karlsson and Jacob Meknes. And so we were all even after 40 minutes of hockey. In the third period, the Red Wings really outplayed the Sharks, we both thought, and they got 10 shots on goal to the Sharks' 5. They gave them a couple of extra shots at the end. So 10 shots to 8 in favor of Detroit. But San Jose's 8 shots, most of them were in the final minutes, and there was nothing that was going to get by Husso at that point. James Reimer, on the other hand, was also having an outstanding game and goal for the Sharks, and he made a gigantic save in the third with the game tied at 2. Trouble in front of the net. Berggren a chance. What a save by James Reimer as the Sharks lost control in their own zone on the near boards. The pass came across the ice right onto the stick of Berggren, and the left-handed shooting Berggren just got robbed by James Reimer on a very critical save. So that gave the Sharks a chance to win in overtime, but from the very opening faceoff of OT, it was tilted in the direction of the Red Wings. And less than a minute after overtime started, a weird play in front of a net would result in some space for Andrew Kopp and the game winner. Faceoff to his left, deep inside the Sharks zone. Couture gets the drawback, but Rasmussen walked underneath, gets the shot away. Save, rebound, they score! The Sharks are coming off to console James Reimer. He just could not quite hold on to the puck. And it was jammed in on the rebound. The Red Wings win by the score of 3-2. And the Sharks' winless streak goes on. As right in front of the net, Rasmussen got underneath the D on the faceoff, got the shot away, but Andrew Kopp standing there gets to it and gets around Logan Couture, who was his man closest to him. Kopp slipped to the inside. Logan couldn't get the puck, and it was in the back of the net for Andrew Kopp. 3-2 Detroit. How disappointing is that? How disappointing indeed. The time of the goal, 25 seconds of overtime. Kopp's fifth, the game winner from Rasmussen. And how about this? They had 6 shots on net in 25 seconds, 6-0 in favor of the Red Wings. That's how dominant they were from the drop of that puck.
Yeah, watching that replay there, Dan, it was actually Rasmussen that had a couple of shots on goal right there in the slot off the draw. Got one, got two, maybe even got the third. Carlson waved at it. He missed it. That's when Couture came in. He missed it. He didn't win that battle either. And it comes to Kopp for the winner. But just prior to that, you know, that the other guy, Dylan Larkin, had that beautiful chance right off the very first initial faceoff win. He comes down that right side. That was a dangerous save for James Reimer. So Reimer really did everything he could here, and it's even in overtime.
Attendance tonight, 19,515. A great crowd here at Little Caesars Arena. The final score, the Red Wings 3 and the Sharks 2 in overtime. Well, it's on to Carolina for the Sharks and another search for victory. They'll play the Hurricanes on Friday. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.